The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. 2021 started off with riots in the US, another lockdown in the UK and in parts of Europe, new waves of COVID-19 elsewhere across the globe. As we look ahead to the week ahead, we've got a new administration to be rolled out in the US, and we've also had vaccines roll out across the globe. To find out what all of this means for markets, we're joined today by Vasu Menon, and he's the Executive Director of Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Vasu, welcome back.
Hey, Rachel. Thanks for having me on the show.
Always lovely to have you with us, Vasu. Now, 2021 didn't exactly start as many of us were expecting, did it? How have the events of the first few weeks of the year impacted your outlook, if at all?
Well, you know, it has impacted the outlook. Number one, we've had a blue sweep by the Democratic Party. The Senate results were unexpected in Georgia. The Democratic Party now has, firm majority control of the Senate. And that has changed the outlook a little bit. I mean, we've turned more positive on U.S. equities. The likelihood of stimulus is now greater with Biden firmly in charge of both the presidency as well as Congress. So we've actually upgraded U.S. equities to from neutral to overweight. We've also taken our forecast for oil prices up. We're previously looking at Brent prices at $56 on average this year. We've taken that up to $62 a barrel. So in a nutshell, I mean, what's happened with U.S. politics, greater stimulus, the developments on the vaccine front, have given rise to a bit more optimism that economic recovery will gain traction.
Okay.
And as a consequence, we have turned a bit more positive on U.S. equities. And overall, equity markets, we are positive. And we think that this is going to be a relatively good year.
As you mentioned, you're looking at a more positive economic outlook for the year ahead. But, you know, in 2020, we did see a weaker economic performance. However, the stock market still performed relatively well. So are you expecting a different kind of relationship between the two in the year ahead?
Well, you know, I think last year, despite the dismal economic performance, stock markets did very well because we saw very strong policy support, especially from central banks, and in particular the U.S. Federal Reserve. They injected huge amounts of liquidity into the system, cut interest rates to bare-bone territory, and I think that helped the stock markets do very well. And of course, we had all that supplemented with fiscal stimulus. So I think the policy action from policymakers helped to inspire confidence, helped stock markets to rebound very sharply. But if you look at the performance of stock markets since March of last year, we've had a huge rally. Now, going into 2021, although the economy is supposed to recover, we don't think the kind of gains we've seen since March of last year is sustainable. I think it's going to be more moderate. Valuations are not as attractive as they were in the last 9 months. So, yes, there's money to be made, but the gains are going to moderate because of higher valuations. But I think, nevertheless, you know, there are going to be opportunities, and the economic recovery is one factor that will contribute to the optimism. I think central banks will continue to be very accommodative. We will see more fiscal stimulus, especially from the U.S. federal, from the U.S. government. As we highlighted earlier, Biden is likely to launch more stimulus in the coming months.
Mm-hmm.
And all that will inspire more confidence in the market. And so the markets will probably trend higher, but with a bit of volatility in the short term.
And looking at that rally in the equity markets, Vasu, do you think we're looking at a possible equity market bubble at the moment?
I don't think we're looking at a bubble because if you look at the P ratios, they look a little stretched.
Mm-hmm.
The price earnings ratio for the MSCI World Index is now 2.5 standard deviations above the 5-year historical average. typically that signals that the market is starting to look a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. But bear in mind that interest rates are very, very low. They're likely to stay low for a fairly long period of time, in our view. And when interest rates are as low as they are right now, that allows the P/E ratio to be higher than where it is right now. So there's room for, I think, further P/E expansion. And, you know, so because of that, because of the very low interest rates, we don't think the market's in a bubble. Lots of money sitting on the sidelines. If you look at U.S. money market funds, more than $4 trillion sitting on the sidelines. So globally, lots of liquidity. So, yes, we may see pullback from time to time, but that money is also looking for better returns, and you can't find that returns in cash. And so, you know, pullbacks in equity markets will be seen as an opportunity by idle money to get better returns.
So where are you looking at for value at the moment, Vasu?
Well, you know, we are overweight on Asia ex-Japan. Mm-hmm. We think that the China story is quite firm. I mean, China has just announced its fourth quarter economic growth numbers and came in at a very strong 6.5%, above market consensus of 6.2%, stronger than the previous quarter of, you know, 4.9%. So China is going to fuel greater optimism towards Asia. A Biden presidency means less confrontation with China, so we're positive on Asia ex-Japan equities. We're also positive on U.S. equities, as I said at the start of the show, because, you know, with Biden firmly in charge of both presidency and Congress, or rather the Democratic Party firmly in charge of both presidency and Congress, greater likelihood of fiscal stimulus, better management of COVID-19 situation in the U.S., all that augurs well for the U.S. Stock market as well. Now, within equities, we are more positive on value or cyclicals relative to growth. So if you look at how growth stocks have done, MSCI growth index is up 33% in the past year. A value index is down 1%. So value stocks have underperformed. So as the economic recovery gains traction, cyclical stocks, value stocks will also do well. And that means the banks, the real estate, the energy stocks, the industrials, that sort of thing will start playing catch up to with technology, which has been the driver for stock markets in the last 9 months.
We're speaking with Vasu Menon, Executive Director, Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. So Vasu, just on the back of that, as you mentioned, we've got a big event coming up this week, and that's the inauguration of Joe Biden in the US. You've mentioned briefly, you know, your outlook for the US markets, but what impact do you think that this will have on overall markets, and what are you going to be watching out for there as well? You mentioned the relationship between the US and China. What else are you going to be keeping an eye on?
I think at least in the short term, I think the markets are very worried that we'll have a repeat of what's on the U.S. Capitol on 6 January. So investors are understandably nervous, you know, that Trump supporters could actually derail a peaceful transfer of power, you know, as Biden is inaugurated on 20th January. Now, if there's any major disruption, if it takes place, it's clearly going to hurt market sentiment. It's going to cause a pullback. As it is right now, after the strong run-up in equity markets, you know, the MSCI World Index, RSI, what we call the Relative Strength Index, is at the toppish end, you know, at close to 60, which is the toppish end. So short-term, you could see the market, you know, going through a bit of volatility, a bit of pullback. So Biden's inauguration could, you know, create a bit of nervousness because, you know, still a lot of uncertainty as to what's going to happen. But I think if you look past that, if Biden is firmly in charge, and, you know, some of the policies that will come through from him will be positive. More fiscal stimulus, you know, better management of COVID-19, I think, at least for a start. And then hopefully better engagement in China as well. You know, hopefully he will not be as confrontational with China as Trump was. I don't think he's going to roll back everything Trump has done immediately. But I think if he takes a less confrontational approach, then they'll again be positive for Asian markets as well.
And lastly, Vasu, what are some of the key themes or headlines that you're going to be looking out for in the week and weeks ahead?
Well, you know, U.S. politics will be a key focus. I mean, the inauguration of Biden's inauguration will clearly be something markets will be watching very closely with a great deal of nervousness. Janet Yellen is due to be confirmed by the U.S. Congress, I believe, tomorrow, Tuesday. And, you know, I think if she is confirmed, that will be a source of inspiration for the markets. She's been good for the markets. She works very well with Jerome Powell, the current Fed chair. Other things that we're watching out for this week, two more things. You know, the U.S. earnings season is going to gain momentum. You'll have quite a number of big companies announcing results, including Bank of America and Netflix as well. And then finally, you know, towards the end of the week, you'll have U.S. PMI numbers being released, and I think the markets will keep a close eye on that as well. You know, we know that the U.S. employment market has been weak, so if the PMI numbers show further weakness, you know, I think that will push U.S. politicians to do something about fiscal stimulus. Biden has put a $1.9 trillion package on the table. Now it's up for Congress to approve it. There could be some pushback from the Republicans, but if the economic numbers don't look good, then, you know, there'll be a stronger case for more stimulus, which may be a case where, in this case, a case where bad news may actually be good news for the stock markets.
Well, Vasu, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all those insights with us.
Thank you, Rachel, for having me on the show.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Vasu Menon, Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.